You know, when I look back over the past 22 years, I think of all of the things I would have said or done differently had I known that time passes so quickly.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrienne Gold Davis.
When I moved into our new house 22 years ago, my boys were, I think, 4 and about 18 months old. I was so excited to have a yard for them to play in and to have a garden to make beautiful. And beyond any other flowering plant, I wanted to adorn my front porch, with which I knew I had to have a wisteria vine. Do you know them? They're these gorgeous shades of lavender blue, and their blossoms drip and sway. They look like bunches of grapes, and they spill over onto the walkways. They're romantic, they're delicate and abundant all at the same time, and truthfully, they make me swoon. So naturally, I went to the garden store the very next day to buy my vines. It was the perfect season to plant them, and the nursery I chose had them in abundance. So when I asked at the cash register, when can I expect to see the first showing? Would I have to wait till next year, or are they going to bloom again this summer? Here's what they told me. Ma'am, they said, wisterias usually bloom within 3 to 5 years of planting. Some wisterias can take up to 15 years. And if you plant a wisteria from seed, it can take as long as 20 years, or sometimes never blooms at all. I was frozen to the spot. 5 years? I didn't have 5 years to wait for those blooms. Or, God forbid, 15 years? What was the point, I asked myself. Who would wait that long for flowers when you can buy annuals every single year? They're a guaranteed show of gorgeous color the moment you put them in the ground. I said this to the man at the nursery, and he looked at me with what I now understand was a flash of pity in his eyes. He suggested then that I buy morning glories. They're lovely vines, he said, with trumpeting colored flowers, and they give you instant gratification. They're very popular, he said, in a somewhat bemused way. And so I left with morning glories, and now 22 years have passed in the blink of an eye. And I realize I have missed out on 15 or more years of the potential glory that those wisteria could have been. And I realize now what his look of pity was for. You see, gardeners understand and ultimately develop patience. They know that planting and nurturing requires trust in the process and determination and the emotional intelligence of delayed gratification. In short, this emotional intelligence is a trait that has taken me a long, long time to acquire. And patience, well, that's one of the 13 attributes of God that the Torah teaches us. And it's a midah, which means a character trait, that the Musar masters, they are the moral conduct and discipline masters, urge us to develop. The Hebrew word for patience is savlanut. It is related to the Hebrew word to suffer, sevel, and the word porter, sabel, one who bears a load or a burden. The Hebrew teaches us that patience is not a necessarily pleasant experience, that we should expect patience to be the hard work we usually find it to be. And that may mean enduring a load or bearing a burden. When I look back over the 22 years, I think of all the things I would have said or done differently beyond that garden, had I known that time passes so quickly. That children's phases of disequilibrium and stages to development give way to new issues and new challenges, and that the thing that I worried about today would be moot a year from now. That the seeds that are my very own children would be nurtured by me and watered by me, but that they would in fact manifest what was already inside them waiting to blossom. Because within every living thing, there is its essence. You know, I've heard it said that if you plant potatoes, you're not going to get tomatoes, no matter how hard you try and coax them along. And this is true of love and relationships of all types. Because patience is a sensation that one only needs to exercise when one is already feeling impatient. It's like commitment, which begins only when you want to leave. And courage, which begins only when you're afraid. Patience is the long view. Patience is the recognition that your needs, your timeline, and your vision of how something should be takes precedence every single time by what is meant to come through. It is the gritting of your teeth or the deeply inhaled breath that is slowly released. It is, as they say in 12-step programs, let go and let God. It's a trust in the process of life without neglecting one's own efforts. And while we must nurture appropriately, the Torah tells us, raise a child according to their way, we must still recognize that the essence will come through despite our manipulations, despite our control and agitations. And if we make the investment and plant the seeds, then in the blink of an eye, we may merit to see the blossoming of their particular vine. There's a beautiful story in the Talmud that goes like this. A man was traveling through the desert, hungry, thirsty, tired, when he came upon a tree bearing luscious fruit and affording plenty of shade, underneath which ran a spring of water. So he ate of the fruit, and he drank of the water, and he rested beneath the shade. When he was about to leave, he turned to the tree and said, "Tree, O tree, with what should I bless you? Should I bless you that your fruit be sweet? Your fruit is already sweet. Should I bless you that your shade be plentiful? Your shade is plentiful. That a spring of water should run beneath you? A spring of water runs beneath you. Ah, but there is one thing with which I can bless you. May it be God's will that all the trees planted from your seeds should be just like you." Today, as you move through your day, can you breathe deeply and nurture your patience? Can you tell yourself that this is its own reward, the lowering of your anxiety and of your blood pressure, that the lines of tension will lessen, that the lightness of being a blessing to all around you is glorious? Can you consider where you've been impatient with someone or something and ask yourself, what have you been putting off doing because you were not sure you had the patience to wait it through? In Perkei Avot, the ethics of our fathers, we learn the following wisdom. It is not incumbent upon you to complete the task, nor are you free to refrain from beginning it. Where there is much effort, there is much reward. And here's the thing. The task at hand is the development of your wisdom and the study of truth. My friends, tomorrow becomes 22 years in a heartbeat. Begin today with the knowledge that your efforts can be their own reward, that we must both plant and labor, but the outcome is not entirely up to us. Yet we can, and we should, take pleasure in the process, knowing that the days are long, but the years are short. Yes, patience is a virtue. May we spend our days breathing through our egos and taking 1 second at a time to give life our very best.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit MomentumUnlimited.org.